I am recording. Oops. Mistake. Okay. We're back.
And where are we?
We're in Pennsylvania.
Woo!
That makes it our fourth. One, two, three. Our fourth state of the day.
Yep. Yep. And let's see here. We we got 112 miles here through our Route 90, which is going to put us into Ohio.
And 229 miles till Toledo.
So we're making pretty good time.
Yeah.
And we had that, well, we mentioned in the last trip cast how we had a quick stop and had a quick portal overtake.
Yes.
Now, granted, it was unique with the people who were traveling watching two giant guys standing in the middle of the parking lot around a lamppost hacking a portal, but I'm over it.
Yeah. You get used to that real quick.
Exactly. Yeah. They're going to stare anyway.
Yeah.
You're 6 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot, 11, and I'm, what, 6 foot, nine, and covered in tattoos, bald, looking like an axe murderer. So
right.
We do tend to draw a crowd.
Yes.
People
yes,
think the circus is coming to town.
People look at us.
Yes, and then they see us climbing into a QRM clown car. And then you just see them shake their heads in amazement.
Yeah.
So, yep, it was good. So now, Pennsylvania for a little while.
Pennsylvania going into good morning.
Yeah.
In Japanese.
Yeah, exactly.
Ohio gozaimasu.
Ohio gozaimasu. So, you know, it's cool. It's all cool. I've never been to Ohio. I mean, I grew up in Pennsylvania and shit, I never made it to Ohio.
I've been in Ohio once.
And,
once. I've been to Cincinnati.
Cool. Well, this will be a first. And then, I'm looking forward to getting to the hotel. I'm looking forward to a nice steak dinner.
Yep.
I was talking to Dave about where to get a good steak dinner when we were planning on the London, Ontario until the U.S. Department of State decided they didn't like my birth certificate, so apparently I've never been born. I must have been hatched. But I needed a new piece of paper.
You mean you didn't come back from the future?
Yeah, but the DeLorean ran out of gas. Oh, cop is up ahead.
No, I was thinking more of the Terminator.
Oh! I'm here to protect Sarah Connor. Get back to the chopper. So, yeah, but it's It's all good. Hopefully it'll show up while we're up in Copper Harbor. That would be cool.
Yeah, if we can get it to our place. And
yep.
We definitely think the air conditioning needs a recharge in this car.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah.
It's,
so we're sweating it out.
Well, I mean, it's 66 degrees outside. I mean,
yeah.
We do crack the windows open.
Yeah.
And then it gets nice and cool in here again. But you can't podcast with the windows open, a little bit too much noise.
Yep.
But
so, let's see, what else is new? Anything?
No. I'm really loving the way the Prius drives now that I adjusted the seat.
Why, you don't like the long reach?
My hands were full. I was holding on to the steering wheel like it was a bar on a roller coaster. I was hanging off of it. So now that I actually moved the seat back up, this car drives really, really nice.
See, I like to drive in kind of the recumbent.
Well, you've got the sun chair position, which it was a little, but you're taller than me.
Yeah.
That's why you have the seat, and your arms are longer than mine.
Yeah.
So
I like to be able to stretch my arm completely out.
Yeah, I don't. And, I like to rest elbows and shit on the door while I'm steering. But, yeah, this is having driven a lot of different vehicles, all makes, models, and dollar signs, I'm really impressed with. I know I'll never rag on a Prius again. Because the car's really got quite a bit of guts to it. Bus getting, 40, 50 miles to the gallon.
Yeah. And the electric engine gives it a lot of torque when you want to take
of torque.
Off. Hey, you're not going to win a long-term race,
no.
But you could always beat pretty much anything out of them.
You can get on an on-ramp from an on-ramp to a highway with no problem. What's unique is like when I push the accelerator pedal, I'm waiting to feel the transmission drop down into another passing gear which doesn't exist.
Right.
Because this transmission doesn't have gears. It's all one speed.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is you have to get used to, is you feel that torque, and you feel yourself being pushed forward.
Yep.
But the engine noise doesn't accelerate. Doesn't match the torque you're feeling.
You just start going.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. I have to say, I got a whole new respect for these cars.
Yeah.
And I've built some pretty serious freaking hot rods in my day. And some muscle cars. And this isn't a muscle car, but for everything it has to offer, luxury, amenities, accoutrements, and then power plus fuel saving. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed.
It's a nice piece of engineering.
It is. It is a phenomenal piece of engineering. And it'll be even more better once I charge up the air conditioning.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, I guess that'll be it for Pennsylvania.
Yeah, this is what, was this trip 7 or trip 8?
This is trip 8, I believe.
Trip 8, cool.
So, all right, we'll see you when we get to Ohio.
Yoo-hoo.
All right, so long.